We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It is January 17th. It's 2022. We have five NBA games to talk about here on today's podcast. We are talking about the main slate that starts at 7 Eastern and break down these five games and just kind of go through it with some of the storms and stuff. No Chief today, and hopefully his power and everything kicks back on. He's good to go. But riding solo today, and with only five games, figured I could handle it alone. So it'd probably be a quicker podcast. I usually go through games a lot faster when I'm by myself. But it's a first look, and a lot changes every day with NBA right now. So make sure you're paying attention to the news. Jumping in here, we start with Portland at Orlando, 215.5 total. Orlando is actually, they opened as a favorite, and then this line moved quick. Portland is 1.5 most places now. As far as Portland goes, Lillard's out, Nance is out, Powell is questionable, and Cody Zeller is out. And then on the Magic side, Wendell Carter Jr., Michael Carter-Williams, Fultz, Isaac, and Moore are out. So starting here with Portland, we are expected to have McCollum back here, not on the injury report. I think we'll get some type of minutes limit for him. Maybe we don't. But I mean, with Lillard and Nance out, we know if there is a minutes restriction for McCollum, it's a nice bump for Simons. Maybe even like a Nurkic and Covington. It's a good matchup against the Orlando Magic. This should be a game that stays somewhat close. I think with Simons coming back, Dennis Smith Jr. is someone that doesn't see as much playing time. If Palace out, maybe McLemore still gets some extra run and, you know, get some extra shots up. But I think looking at Portland is all going to determine if we get any kind of minutes limit for CJ McCollum at 8,500, because with Lillard off the floor this season, CJ's only averaging about one fantasy point per minute. So good matchup, but might be a little expensive, especially if we get a minutes restriction on him. So I think Nurkic could have a good game. I think he's a little pricey, but I mean, it is a five-game slate, so I could definitely see getting some exposure to him. If Powell plays, I like him at 7K. He should be someone that, you know, can get 15 plus shot attempts and, you know, could definitely pay off the $7,000 price tag on a 5-game slate. On the Orlando Magic side of things here, I mean, they're still without some players, but like Jalen Suggs is back now. So we're starting to get healthier. And I say we, everyone knows by now, I'm a big Magic fan, have been my whole life. So, I mean, they're starting to get healthier. Cole Anthony, 7,300. He does have ceiling. I think it's a little bit lower with Suggs back now. Franz Wagner, I mean, with Mo Bamba back, and I mean, the Magic outside of Wendell Carter Jr., they're getting very healthy. So if I'm taking shots on anybody here from the Magic, maybe it's Okiki, maybe it's Suggs. I think Suggs is a little too cheap. I think he could potentially get a little bit more minutes, a minutes bump here. He did play on the second end of a back-to-back, played more minutes. So I think Suggs could be back up to like 27 to 29 minutes here. At 4,800, I definitely like his price tag. He's someone I'm looking at. Toronto at Miami, 209.5 total here. The Miami Heat, 3.5-point favorites. Looking at the Toronto side first, Birch is out, Goran Dragic's out, Gary Trent Jr. is questionable. And then on the Miami side of things, Bam is questionable, Lowry's out, Markieff Morris is out, Oladipo remains out. But they're starting to get close to being healthy as well, especially with Butler back. Looking at the Toronto side first here, I mean, Van Vliet's 9,300. Yeah, he's someone that can put up 50 plus points on any matchup. Him and Siakam are both a little pricey for me. I think where I would look to get some Toronto exposure is maybe like a Barnes or OG type plays. I don't think I want to trust any of these cheaper plays. We've seen games where Precious plays big minutes. He could start here, and if he is in the starting lineup, maybe at 3,900 at 25 minutes. I just think there's going to be better value on this slate. On the Miami side of things, if Bam sits in this one, definitely don't mind, you know, continuing to play Yurt 7. I like Jimmy Butler a lot in this game. He's been back the last two games. He's played good minutes. He just shot the ball terribly the other night and still put up 33 fantasy points. So if Bam's out, I definitely like Butler. I mean, with Kyle Lowry out as well for Miami, like Hero obviously has some ceiling. Martin maybe, but I think the guy that, you know, plays 27 to 30 minutes in this game is Max Struss, at his $4,300 price tag. So definitely don't mind, you know, taking some tournament shots on him. We got the Thunder and the Mavericks, 207.5 total here. The Mavs, a 10.5-point favorite. You know, looking at the Thunder, I mean, both of these teams outside of like Kendrick Williams are healthy. So, I mean, should see two very full strength teams here. So looking at the Thunder first, SGA is getting really close to that price point where, you know, he's super playable. I mean, in tournaments, I definitely don't hate taking some tournament shots on him or Giddy. Outside of those guys, I mean, Bazley is cheap enough, I think, where you can, you know, take some tournament shots on him. I don't really trust anything else here for the Thunder. I mean, like Favors is only going to play like 20 minutes, but he eats into minutes of these other guys. So on the Dallas side, Luka's 10-7 on a 5-game slate. I know he hasn't had a lot of ceiling games this season, but if you're looking for like a potential stack, and if this game stays close, It's projected to be, it has the highest spread on the slate. So if this game were to just stay close, I think Luka, or a Porzingis type of play. I think Brunson at 7,200 is a little pricey. You know, his price is starting to come down a little bit. And then, like, the secondary pieces, I mean, with everyone kind of back here, I don't really have a ton of interest in Dallas outside of just, you know, maybe Luka. Phoenix at San Antonio, 226.5 total here. Suns a 5-point favorite. Phoenix is on the second end of a back-to-back, so we'll be waiting on some injury news for them. And really, Trey Jones is the only one that's out for San Antonio. DeAndre Ayton did get hurt in the game on Sunday, and Cam Johnson was out Sunday with an ankle injury. So definitely going to be paying attention here to the Phoenix side of things. I don't mind Paul at 7,700. I think this is a game that, you know, he could have a really strong game. I think Jalen Smith, if Ayton doesn't play, is someone that I really like here at 4,200. Outside of that, I mean, you can always take shots on Devin Booker. Bridges is always someone you could potentially take shots on. I mean, it's so tough to look at Sunday's game. They crushed Detroit in that game, so I don't want to overreact to that game too much as far as minutes is concerned. But I think this is a spot that if Ayton doesn't play, Jalen Smith, whether or not you want to take shots on Chris Paul in this great matchup, is definitely something. If Ayton plays, I still like Chris Paul. I don't even mind DeAndre Ayton if he plays. But I do think that with an ankle sprain, we're likely not going to see him in this game. And I mean, McGee is 3,700, maybe plays 20, 25 minutes. So I don't mind maybe taking a shot on JaVale McGee in tournaments. On the San Antonio side, I mean, DeJounte Murray is always someone that I love because you get him low-owned almost every single night because of his price and all the studs on the slate. I don't mind taking a shot on him or Jakob Poeltl. Outside of that, though, I mean, Keldon Johnson at 5,100, he has a little bit of ceiling, I think, at that price. But you're getting a very, like, healthy San Antonio team. So I might just like take a discount and take a shot on like Vassell at 4,600, double digit shot attempts in six straight games for him. So we finish it out with Utah at LA taking on the Lakers, 232.5 total here. Last game of the night, highest total, 2-hour difference. And I mean, the Jazz are only a 4-point favorite in this game. We'll be waiting on injury report for Utah. On the Lakers side of things, Carmelo is questionable. Anthony Davis remains out. And Kendrick Nunn remains out. LeBron, Dwight Howard, both probable. Utah side first here. I mean, Donovan Mitchell at his price, I don't love it, but I could definitely see him having a big game here. I could see Rudy Gobert having a big game because I don't think the Lakers are going to have much to match up with Rudy Gobert. So if they feed him in this game, he could have a big game. I mean, Royce O'Neal and Rudy Gay are cheap, but I don't really love either one of them. I think if you're going to take a shot on a cheaper Utah player, it's probably like Jordan Clarkson and just chase that ceiling a little bit. But overall, I don't love Utah here outside of Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Mike Conley, 6,100. I could definitely see, you know, getting a little tournament exposure to him as well. And then the Lakers side of things, I mean, LeBron, always someone that I love to play. He's just so consistent. He has a ceiling, but he also has a really high floor. So always interested in playing some LeBron. Malik Monk, bad game the other night against Denver. you know, this is a good bounce back spot. Utah, they're getting healthier, so the defense should start coming back a little bit, but they have, you know, over the last couple weeks been playing a little bit worse defense. So, I mean, with this game having such a high total and projected to be so fast paced, I could definitely see getting exposure to Westbrook, LeBron, Malik Monk type plays. Morning grind game. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I'm going to go Jalen Suggs. Over 8K to go under 5X. My bust today is going to be Fred VanVleet. Favorite 6X play today, I'm going to go... Usually I write these down ahead of time. I did not write them down ahead of time. And I probably should have taken McCollum as my bust, but we don't know his minutes. So I'm just going to assume that Bam is out again and go 6X for Yurt 7. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Give me Jakob Poeltl. And I don't really... Looking at these odds, there's nothing that like instantly stands out to me. I think Phoenix -4 in a couple places. The game opened at -5. I think if you can get... I think books might be overreacting a little bit to Aiden not playing. And I think this will be pushed back closer to 5, 5.5 by the end of the day. Could be wrong. But I definitely don't mind Phoenix -4 in a couple places that you can get them at -4. That's going to wrap it up here for Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Some people getting an extended weekend. So we'll be back tomorrow talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. See you then.